This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting today with other NATO member leaders in Brussels to seek new ways to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the invasion of Ukraine. At the start of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters that NATO countries need to be in agreement over their response to the attack on Ukraine. Britain slapped sanctions on more than 59 more Russian individuals' entities on Thursday, including the shadowy mercenary group Wagner, in further retaliation to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia found itself further isolated in the international community Thursday when the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution demanding that Moscow immediately stop the war. More than 80 nations supported a text put forward by Ukraine that demands the protection of all civilians and civilian infrastructure, as well as humanitarian and medical personnel and journalists. Russia's envoy accused the West of unprecedented pressure to get support for its resolution. The war is causing a humanitarian crisis in Europe, the severity of which has not been seen since World War II. The United Nations says 3.5 million people have fled to neighboring countries. 6.5 million are displaced within Ukraine, all in just under a month. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Thursday that more than half of Ukraine's children have been displaced by the war. The UN says some 12 million people in Ukraine need humanitarian assistance. The United States announced Thursday it's ready to provide more than $1 billion in additional humanitarian funding for Ukraine, including its severe impacts around the world on rising food insecurity resulting from the disruption of Ukraine's major wheat exports. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has made a surprise one-day visit to Afghanistan, where officials said he held wide-ranging talks with Taliban rulers and renewed China's opposition to international sanctions against the war-torn country. Wang's unannounced visit Thursday, his first since the Taliban takeover of the country last August, came a week before Beijing hosts neighbors of Afghanistan for a meeting on how to help the country tackle its worsening humanitarian crisis and economic upheaval. Taliban Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mutaki will also represent Kabul at the meeting, which is scheduled for March 30th and 31st, and brief participants on the latest situation in Afghanistan shortly after the chief Chinese diplomat ended the trip to Kabul. A senior delegation from Russia landed in the Afghan capital under the leadership of Zamir Kabulov, President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. The White House announced Thursday plans for the United States to welcome as many as 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the Russian invasion of the Eastern European nation. In a statement on its website, the White House said the plan is part of a larger $1 billion humanitarian aid package to assist all those affected by Russia's war in Ukraine. The White House said while it expects most Ukrainians will choose to remain in Europe, close to family in their homes, the refugees will be welcomed through the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and other usual legal pathways. The statement says it is also looking to expand and develop new programs focusing on Ukrainians who have family members in the United States. Refugee advocates welcomed the announcements but questioned the administration's abilities to move refugee processing faster than its current pace. After a fifth journalist was killed covering the war in Ukraine Wednesday, the UN and other bodies once again underscored that members of the media should not be considered as targets. Oksana Bolina, a 42-year-old reporter from Russia, had focused her journalism career on investigating Russian corruption. She was killed covering the impact of Russian shelling on the Podil district of Kyiv while on assignment for the Latvia-based investigative newsletter, news website The Insider. In a statement, The Insider expressed sympathy for Bolina's friends and family and said, "We will continue to cover the war in Ukraine." Investigators in China say the search continues at the mountainside crash site for the data recorder from a Chinese airliner that went down Monday in southern Guangxi province. Meanwhile, officials with the Civil Aviation Administration of China said while the outside casing of the cockpit voice recorder was damaged, its contents are in good shape. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA.